Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of February 2019. Supreme Court, applying the principle of feeding the grant by estoppel under Section 43 of the Transfer of Property Act, has granted relief to a party who was misled to purchase a property by erroneous representation of title by the vendor. Supreme Court has lashed out at RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav for moving court against a Bihar government order asking him to vacate the bungalow allotted to him in Patna when he was deputy chief minister, and imposed 50,000 rupees cost on him while dismissing his plea. Delhi High Court has told centre and state government to swiftly roll out a comprehensive rare disease treatment policy and also grilled Union Health Secretary on manner in which government had backtracked and withdrawn its earlier policy, despite giving an undertaking in court. Delhi High Court has issued a circular to prevent the swine flu from spreading amongst judges, lawyers and staff. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking framing of guidelines by the government to regulate the functioning of online media streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. Bombay High Court has acquitted a man convicted of raping his 15-year-old student who took tuition from him and also held that a rape victim's evidence stands on a higher pedestal than that of an injured witness. Bombay High Court has said Enforcement Directorate and the Collector, Raigad, must together resolve issues arising out of the demolition of fugitive businessman Meriv Mori's bungalow in Alibag. Bombay High Court has taken note of increasing trend of nuclear families and said it is high time that wife's wishes are given importance just like that of a husband and held that if a wife is unhappy with the attitude of her in-laws and separates herself from husband, she is entitled to maintenance. Bombay High Court has ruled a man to be legally insane, despite the fact that he was found to not be suffering from any mental disorder by Yerwada Mental Hospital. Bombay High Court has rapped a reputed Pune school for failing to promptly report the sexual assault of a 4-year-old girl student and upheld 10-year prison term for the accused, a 25-year-old bus attendant Amol Sherkar. Madras High Court has stayed a 10-year notification of Indian Ports Association for selection of law firms for legislative drafting of proposed revamp of Merchant Shipping Act, 1958 and its rules. Gujarat High Court has granted anticipatory bail to social activist Teesta Settlewar and her husband Javed Anand in 1.4 crore rupee alleged fund embezzlement case related to NGO Sabran Trust and observed that anticipatory bail can't be allowed, just because arrest would tarnish applicants' reputation.